The Foresight Continues, dramatized from the novels of John Galsworthy by Lynn Coughlin, with Jessica Raine, Joseph Milson, and Juliet Aubrey.
Spring 1920, and Soames Forsyte walks from his Knightsbridge Hotel to his cousin June's gallery in Cork Street.
What? Really?
He remembers the London of 1860, brought along as a child between the crinolines to stare at the dandies riding with a cavalry seat in the row.
More nonsense.
Now, only the trees are the same. At the gallery, he pays his shilling, picks up his catalogue, and goes inside. He finds himself looking at a large canvas with a great many tomato-coloured blobs.
I suppose that's meant to be satiric.
Forgive me, sir. I think you've dropped your handkerchief.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
What do you think about this Juno, sir? Wouldn't you say we're rather having our legs pulled?
You're not one for the new satire, then.
I'm afraid I rather like to take an interest in beauty, sir.
Glad to hear it. That's rare these days.
You and I are the last of the old guard, sir.
If you really care for pictures, here's my card.
Thank you, sir.
I can show you some quite good ones any Sunday if you're down the river and care to look in.
Awfully nice of you, sir. My name's Mont. Michael Mont.
Why on earth did I do that?
Then a young woman and a young man arrive, and this is how it begins, all over again.
Come and look at this one, Mum.
Irene. And that must be her son.
I say, is this by one of Aunt June's lame ducks?